Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Anna Kaiser. A proposed billionaire tax in California is leading to a boom in luxury house sales in Florida. Anna, who is moving into the neighborhood?
Yes, that's right. We have gotten some reports that Alphabet co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin have recently bought in Miami, Miami Beach. And more recently, Mark Zuckerberg is also reportedly in talks to buy a mansion here in Miami. So the market is being flooded with some pretty big names from California.
Are they giving up their properties here in California, or are they looking just to swap out?
I think that remains to be seen. For now, I think they still are holding on to those assets. For what it's worth, Brin also reportedly bought a mansion in Lake Tahoe on the Nevada side. So, you know, these people are so wealthy that they have houses all over the world. They travel a lot, you know, and this move may be more about establishing residency to shield their personal wealth from a billionaire's tax. But, you know, they're not necessarily selling off all of their assets in California, their own homes, moving their companies.
Interesting. Well, you write about the difference between trophy properties or people just looking for something that will allow them, like you say, establish residency.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, Miami's waterfront only has so much space, only has so many of these, you know, gigantic palatial mansions in the sort of 100 million plus range. So there's actually people who are just like, I'm going to take whatever I can get. I mean, it sounds crazy, but like a $10 million condo or something like that, just to, you know, establish a footprint in Florida, be able to make a case that they should be paying taxes in Florida.
What do the real estate agents say about this? Obviously, they're yippee-skippy about, you know, being able to process a transaction like this. But like you said, there's only so much waterfront property. And, you know, some people may say, well, you know, they don't really want to be here. They just kind of want to get a foothold.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you say, the realtors here are giddy, but this is very much like the richest of the rich at the very, very top end of the market. You know, it's not like your average sort of wealthy Californian is coming to California. These are people who have a lot of wealth. So, you know, it's just tough to say, how many of those people are actually going to be, you know, fixtures on, you know, in civil society in Florida, and actually be, you know, living here, moving their companies. At the moment they're, you know, just buying assets, and I guess we'll see if anything more materializes.
Is there honestly any competition when you get to this level of mansion?
What do you mean by competition?
Somebody else who wants to, like, you know, bid against you.
You know, that's what the brokers tell me. They say that there has been bidding wars for some of these, you know, waterfront trophy properties. Miami's real estate market had a huge boom during the pandemic, so this is kind of just adding to that. I have in the story, I think there were zero home sales that were over $30 billion. And I believe there were 19 last year. So, you know, it's just this very top end of the market is being pushed. Records are constantly being broken. So the demand is out there.
It does sort of boggle the mind, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. I mean, it's a level of wealth that is kind of hard to comprehend when getting a $10 million house as your sort of throwaway established residency property.
Right. That is Bloomberg's Anna Kaiser. Thanks, Anna. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.